Come along now, children. No time to dawdle.
Where are we going?
Are we going on a holiday?
Well, sort of. Your dad saw this ad in the paper.
Ah, here we are, dear. Magical musical time travel and sons. Yes, this is the place. Shall we go in?
Good afternoon, potential time travellers. And what can we do for you today?
We'd like to book a magical musical time travel package, please.
Certainly, sir. You've come to the right place. And at the right time. And we've got a special on today. Family packages half price.
What time would you like? Well, I've heard the continent is lovely in summer. Have you any vacancies for next July?
No, madam. What time would you like to leave? We've got a time shuttle for the romantic era ready to depart in 5 minutes. Better be quick before the offer closes.
But we're not packed. And I left a cake in the oven.
You won't need luggage, ma'am. We'll take care of everything. And we'll have you back before you can say Felix Mendelssohn.
All right, then. It does sound like a good deal, I suppose. Yes, we'll take it.
Very well, folks. If you'll just step this way.
Come along now, children.
Welcome, sir and madam and the little humans. My name is Dvorak. I am your pilot for today. Please take a seat and enjoy your journey.
Ooh, this is different. Where's the screen? Where are the headphones? It hasn't even got a drop-down tray. Where'll I put my drink?
The scene is a comfortable drawing room in Berlin. Fanny Mendelssohn has just received a letter from her brother, 20-year-old German composer Felix Mendelssohn, who is in Scotland. The year is 1829.
Look, Mother, there's a letter from Felix.
Well, why don't you open it?
Where is he now?
He says he's in Scotland.
Scotland? Why on earth would he want to go there? It's so uncivilized. It's always raining and the food's terrible. What's he been up to anyway?
He says he's been fishing in a trout stream in the Highlands.
The Highlands? I hope he remembered to wear his overcoat. Scotland's terribly cold and damp any time of the year. What else does he say?
Well, he says he visited some ocean caves in the Southern Hebrides.
Ocean caves? The Hebrides? He may as well have gone to the North Pole. He'll catch his death if he's not careful. Has he written any music?
Wait a minute, Mother. Oh, yes. Here it is, he says. In order to make you understand how extraordinarily the Hebrides affected me, the following came into my mind there.
Ooh!
And he sent some music.